KSL's top story this hour, Utah state lawmakers are looking at a bill that would define exactly when a teacher can physically restrain a student.
Deciding Utah law. KSL's Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more, Mary.
Amanda, some parents say their children are prone to occasional outbursts because of their autism or other significant developmental issues, and therefore they've been physically held or immobilized in school. They want school to be a safe place for their children and for others. Representative Carol Spackman-Moss says her bill outlines when school employees should and should not use that physical restraint.
What we're trying to do in this bill is to distinguish between restraining a student when they are themselves at risk of injury or when someone else is at risk of injury.
If a student destroys something at school, this bill talks about restitution. Parents say they would rather get the bill for damaged property than have their student restrained. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.